Well, you know, the Elders Forum has always been very upset by massacres that have taken place over this long period, particularly in the last 2 years, in various parts of the country. And this is just one of the latest ones. And our position has always been consistent that we abhor violence and reject it, and we have said so. And we had argued very strongly that in this kind of situation, all means possible should be pursued to end this crisis. And this is why we became very, very active in recommending to government that in addition to whatever methods they thought would work, should engage the public, the stakeholders, in a way that would promote contact and dialogue with those that are grieved. So we feel very sorry that young children have been wasted the way they have been wasted in this attack. And our hearts with the families and the people of Yobe and indeed the whole country that this is happening to us now. And so it's not a matter that is shouldn't be the only the exclusive concern of Northern Elders. We are just part of a larger society where we are expecting that everybody should be concerned the way we have been concerned over these last 2 years.
Now, Prof, some people are expressing concern that efforts by both the Northern Elders Forum and the government to address the security challenges in the country have not yielded positive results.
My dear brother, how many times would we tell you that we went to government with a document about the state of the nation, and one area of emphasis had been the insecurity situation in the country? We have done this over the last 12 months, and I don't know what else we can do apart from giving advice and giving suggestions and recommendations in terms of how to end this crisis. And if you recall, I think I wouldn't say it is the exclusive effort of elders that produced the dialogue, contact and dialogue committee. But I must say that we played a major role in bringing about the dialogue and reconciliation committee. So what else do you want us to do? I think that's about all we can do, make recommendations as the best way forward. We did emphasize, though, that force do not really resolve this kind of crisis, force per se. And we have lessons to learn from every part of the world, including lessons from the almighty United States. With all its might, it lost a war in Vietnam, it lost a war in Korea, lost a war in Iraq, and is losing a war in Afghanistan, despite the power of the machine. Because the method, I mean, the kind of war that is on ground today is a kind of war that is not easily winnable in the field. It has to be won around the table. Just like you are seeing in Afghanistan, I mean, in Afghanistan today, the Taliban's are being invited to dialogue with the almighty United States in Qatar. So why shouldn't we learn lessons? So the lesson we have on ground, where we have contact and dialogue committee, should really be pursued as vigorously as we can, so that perhaps we can. We are beginning to see some light at the end of the tunnel, whereby, from what I read in the papers today, if they are correct, that some perhaps faction of the insurgency is willing to go into what do you call a ceasefire unconditionally. So I think to me, if this is true, I think this is the dialogue and contact is perhaps beginning to yield fruits more than the sheer force of that we have employed. And despite all the sheer force, it did not stop the killings as we saw only 2 days ago in Yobe.
What will the elders do in this instance to help with the crisis in Yobe, especially because the governor has shut down the schools for the fear of another round of attacks? What support?
Yes, from a distance, I perhaps will not be fair to the governor if I say that he really rushed into closing the entire school system in his state. This is not to underplay the tragedy that has struck the area, particularly school-wide children, innocent children that have nothing to do with governance and so on, have been wasted. So I think that we'll be discussing this matter as soon as we can within our forum to see in what way we can perhaps understand fully what has gone on in the mind of the governor and see in what way we can also advise.